Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
Better than this, guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday top 25 college football pick'em edition of the show. Let's make some money this weekend. Kyle, welcome.
Yeah, I need to find my groove. It was 500 last week.
Yeah,
you did all right. Yeah. 11-7 last week.
And in my actual bets that I placed, I was 4-1. So real money was made.
Nice.
You know who screwed me over? UCF. And I know they screwed you over too.
They did.
Laying an egg at Pittsburgh. Running the football on they shouldn't have been. They got this receiver and nobody could cover. They keep on pounding the ball up the middle. I could not stand it.
Don't coach scared. Oh, right? This is the moral of the story. Josh, don't coach scared.
Josh Heupel's on my list.
You know who's on my list?
Ooh, I know it's very extensive, so I don't want to start ripping off names.
It's true.
Who's on your mind?
The state of North Carolina. Your state, North Carolina.
Oh.
I'm sitting here looking at a graphic for the most popular Halloween candy in every state. Oh, no. It's getting to be that time of year, right? What candy do you think is the most popular Halloween candy in the state of North Carolina?
First of all, I never trust these graphs, right? Because there's way too many different answers. It doesn't even make sense. I hope it's like Reese's Cups or Snickers.
Reese's Cups probably has half the states in the country.
Okay.
And it's not North Carolina. Snickers, I only see four states that has Snickers as the number one answer.
Raisinets.
No.
Goobers.
What's a goober?
It's a chocolate-covered peanut.
No.
See, people, when I tell you this man hasn't consumed a sweet in 15 years, that's how you know he doesn't know what a goober is. I don't know. Tootsie Rolls. I have no idea.
There is a state that has Tootsie Rolls, which is equally offensive.
So it's going to be a crap candy. I was saying some hopeful options there. I don't know. Almond Joy.
Milk Duds.
Mounds. Milk Duds, man. That's how you break your jaw.
Milk Duds is North and South Carolina.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's Red Hots.
I'll tell you why I know it's not true, because I worked in an industry that sold candy for a while. And I'll tell you what we never freaking sold was Milk Duds. All right. So fake news. Nobody asked me.
Maybe it's like you buy them at Costco.
What state do you live in? What does your state say?
Hershey Bar.
Oh, that's boring as hell. What about Pennsylvania?
I was born in Pennsylvania, and that's a Mars bar.
All right, what's New York, my native land?
M&M's, regular M&M's.
Oh, come on.
Unbelievable. The entire Atlantic coast doesn't like the best candy in Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Right, imagine. All right, pick them. You ready? You want first, second? What do you want?
How do you feel strongly if you'd like to go one way?
I never care.
You reserve the right to go first if you want.
I reserve the right. It's your. So what is this? Is the week that you have the chance to make any changes first, right?
First.
All right. So you have that.
To change one game.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care who goes first. I
don't care. Why don't you go first?
All right. I'll go first. So we got
winners go first.
These first two games are Friday night games. So it's actually not a bad Friday night slate. Also Duke and Virginia Tech. So watch football on Friday night. Number 12, Penn State at Maryland. Oh, Maryland. Cannot stand this team. All right, so Penn State's favored by 6.5. It's at Maryland. Temple beat Maryland 20-17. And then this team was off in between. So Maryland's had a little bit of time to tune some things up here, Kyle. What do I think about Penn State, though? Is Penn State going to beat them and beat them by a touchdown? Why can I not find the drop bar that allows me to switch teams? That would be very helpful.
Come on. Yeah,
do you have Penn State's schedule up? Because I just cannot get it.
Let my producer pull it up for you.
All right, here we go. I got it now. It's
great. Now that I've got it, they got Purdue at home next week. In 2 weeks, they're off next week.
All right, so they had Pitt 17-10, Buffalo 45-13, Idaho 70-7.
They're not off next week. They have Purdue at home next week.
It's Penn State going to win by a touchdown. Penn State
on the road against an angry Maryland team that treats this game like a rivalry game.
I feel like you're trying to convince me of something there, but I still am going to go with Maryland.
I mean, that's exactly what I was trying to say. I think Maryland covers.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty close game. I think Maryland's explosiveness should show up here. I think Penn State's overrated as the number 12 team in the country. How is that possible? Give me the Terps. Right. Our next game, as you mentioned, Joe, another Friday night game. So Arizona State is visiting Cal. Cal's up to 15th in the country. And this is typically how the Pac-12 works, right? Like you get a surprise team that starts a little hot, they go undefeated, and then they typically lose. Is this that week for Cal? They have Arizona State this week. Next week, they go to Oregon. There is some potential for a letdown game here. Who did Cal play last week? Do you know?
They beat Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, that's right. And what a stinker of a game that was. 28-20.
I enjoyed it.
Ole Miss. I'll tell you what, I finally got a chance to watch Jacob Eason versus Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is good. Do I think Arizona State can run the ball with enough consistency to keep up with Cal? I think Cal covers this game.
Arizona State coming off that loss to Colorado. And they've had some closer games. I like Cal this year, man. I really do. Give me the Cal Golden Bears.
There you go.
Taking care of business in their what is this? Is this their Pac-12 opener? They played. Yeah, they've already played one. So they've got to take care of business here. All right, what do we got here? Texas Tech at number 6, Oklahoma. Oklahoma was idle last week, right?
Yes.
Texas Tech. What's up with them this year? I'm telling you, my normal operations are bad right now. I cannot find the drop-down bar where I normally get it to switch between schedules. So I'm trying to pull up Texas Tech here. And
what drop-down bar are you talking about?
I'm normally on ESPN, which allows you to navigate between teams with a drop-down bar that is 100% MIA right now. It's pissing me off big time. All right, so I'm trying to pull up Texas Tech and what they've done this year, but it's not happening.
I mean, we at this point, we might as well just start the podcast over. Texas Tech this year.
Well, yeah.
They beat UTEP 38-3, Montana State 45-10, and lost to Arizona 28-14. They were off last week.
All right. And Oklahoma was off last week, too?
Yes.
Oklahoma covers.
Boomer. Northwestern visiting Wisconsin, who is favored by 24.5 points. Wisconsin obviously putting that big old fat beat down on the Michigan Wolverines last week. Northwestern to this point in the season has lost by 10 to Stanford, won against UNLV by 16, lost at home to Michigan State by 21 points, and next week goes to Nebraska. There's no overlooking this game. Wisconsin's a big game, but it's on the road in Wisconsin. It's a big number, but I do think Wisconsin will cover it.
24.5, huh? All right, so.
I mean, if Michigan State can beat you by 21.
Yeah, yeah. And Northwestern, man, they have not been great. I like the Badgers here. They've been outstanding this year. It continues this week. All right, we got Middle Tennessee against number 14 Iowa. It's in Iowa. Iowa's favored by 23 points. And I am working through this here. Give me just a second. Iowa, number 14, they beat Iowa State 18-17, 30-0 over Rutgers, and Miami of Ohio 38-14. Middle Tennessee State, the Blue Raiders.
They had a reasonably big game earlier this year, didn't they? I feel like they played a big game in the season opener.
They got smoked by Michigan.
Well, yeah.
They lost to Michigan. They beat Tennessee State. Then they lost to Duke. I think Iowa's looking to make a statement here. Give me Iowa to cover. I don't feel great about it, but give me Iowa to cover.
I agree with you. Give me the Hawkeyes. Now, Joe, before we go any further, I want to talk to everybody about our sponsors for today's show. At the end of a hard week, it's great to sit down, take some time off, watch some football. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drills, running backs racing down the sidelines with nobody to stop them. There's nothing like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. Very fitting for the Thursday show, Joe. So do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag. No one gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie's got the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. And don't forget, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. And MyBookie.ag is the best in the business. It's where we play, and it's where you should too. We wouldn't tell you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best. So do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this season, bet with MyBookie. If you like parlays, you can try your luck, make all your picks come true, and you can multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year to bet. Join now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
You know what's pretty cool if you have some money on the game is actually being there to watch it. We all love to go to games. We love a night out. Whether that's going to a football game, seeing a band, or going to a theater show, you got to check out the Vivid Seats app to get your tickets. With the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program, you can attend the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets to all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a rewards loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back for the month of September. Earn double credit back from 10 to 16% on all your purchases through the Vivid Seats app. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app today. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Rewards Loyalty Program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100.
Now, yep. Joe, I'm going to make a recommendation as we continue on the podcast. Yep. What I've been doing is when you're setting the table for your bet that you have to pick, I'm pulling up the schedules for the next two teams.
I've refound my groove. I'm good. Yeah, we won't have this problem. We won't have this problem anymore, I assure you.
I just want to make sure.
I wasn't there, but I've.
I could tell. I could feel you squirming from four states away.
And, you know, it's. I'm here. I'm good. I'm good the rest of the way.
Okay. So I got to set the table for Rutgers, Michigan, huh? Here's the deal. Michigan got spanked. If there's one thing Michigan knows how to do under Jim Harbaugh, it's beat up on bad football teams. So go ahead and give me a pissed off Michigan at home, an embarrassed Michigan at home to cover a 27.5 point spread against Rutgers.
Yeah.
Joe. This might, I need to see the rest of the slate, but this might be my free money.
Really? This is tough, right? So Rutgers somewhat played competitively with BC for a little while, and they wind up still losing by 14. Iowa got them by 30 points. They lost to Michigan State by, that was last year. UMass, they took care of business against UMass. This may be a little bit better Rutgers team. 28 points to Michigan. They beat Florida by more than that in bowl game. It's in Michigan, huh?
It's in Michigan.
I'll go with Wolverines, but I'm not sure about that free money stuff on this one.
I have actually an interesting idea for the podcast, for the brand. I am willing this week, we'll try it. Whatever I end up designating my free money bet to, if people bet it on my bookie and it does not hit, if they send me a screenshot of their bet slip from mybookie.ag, up to $20, no more. I'm not a bank. I will randomly reimburse one random person through Venmo up to a $20 bet if my free money designation does not hit.
Okay. Okay. All right. I thought you were going to reimburse everyone, man. I was like,
no.
One person.
One random person. So if free money bets fall through, tweet me your mybookie.ag bet slip of the losing bet that was designated as free money. I will randomly pick one of you and reimburse you up to $20 for your bet.
All right. Number 23, Texas A&M at Arkansas. Texas A&M road favorites by 23.5. Arkansas is the worst team. Maybe. Nah, they're not worse than Vanderbilt. Texas A&M coming off a disappointing loss to Auburn. Played Clemson a little bit tighter. They beat Lamar. They killed Lamar. They killed Texas State. Arkansas got beat by San Jose State.
Not great.
No. No, it's not.
But it's in Arkansas.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything for me. I'm just throwing it in your face because you got to pick first.
Give me Texas A&M.
I was on the fence with this one, but I don't feel strongly enough one way or the other to justify betting against you because right now you have about an 8-game lead
right
on the season, and I'm not going to fall another game behind because I picked Arkansas at home to cover 23.5. So go ahead and give me Arkansas here. Just kidding, Texas A&M.
I was going to say, if I was going second here, I would have went with whatever you picked for that same reason.
All right, so we have number one, Clemson, on the road against North Carolina. Clemson is favored by 27 points. This is actually a tougher bet than it would be in years past. The 2-2 Tar Heels have played everybody tough. South Carolina, they came back and won. Miami, they came back and won. They lost to Wake by 6. They lost to App State by 3. I think UNC covers at home, but Clemson will win by multiple scores.
I'm going Clemson on this one. Nah, you hate to see it.
That's right. You're gonna reserve the right to change my bet.
You're changing that right at the end. I didn't want to be too emphatic about it.
I reserve the right to change it.
You want to go ahead and do it now?
No, I don't. And you know what? I got cold feet on several bets the last 2 weeks.
Florida?
The Florida last week, minus 14.
Yeah.
You talked me into balls covering. Should have left it.
Oh, that's tremendous. All right, what do we got next? Ole Miss coming off their loss to Cal at number 2, Alabama. The Tide's favored by 38 points in this game. This is the 3:30 CBS game this week. Wow. 38 points, huh? Ole Miss.
Pretty rough slate this week in general. Not a lot of sexy matchups.
38. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. They beat South Carolina on the road by like 23. Is Ole Miss like 15 points worse in Tuscaloosa? Is Ole Miss better than South Carolina? This is tough, man. I don't think Ole Miss is very good. Give me Alabama to cover at home.
Joe.
Yeah.
I'm glad you talked yourself into the logical choice. This is not hard. Bama has won the last two matchups against Ole Miss by a combined score of 128-10.
I was thinking about last year because that first play of the game, DK roasts them, and then they just poured it on Alabama the rest of the way in Oxford.
Give me Bama.
If you're like me, you're not always paying attention to your bank account balance. And the moment you see you're going to be overdrawn, it's too late. So then you end up spending $37 on a cup of coffee thanks to bank fees. Introducing the Dave app, putting an end to overdraft fees for good. Dave is the number one budgeting app in America because it saves you from overdraft fees, tells you about upcoming bills, and can even advance you $75 from your next paycheck with no credit check and no interest. Get the Dave app, and for just $1 per month, that's $12 a year, which is way less than an overdraft fee, and you'll never have to pay one again. Dave will help you budget your upcoming expenses, text you if you're spending too much, and if you need cash fast, advance you $75 in just 90 seconds. Mark Cuban is an investor in Dave because he got crushed with overdraft fees in his 20s and wants you to never pay an overdraft fee again. 3 million people already use Dave to save up to $1,000 a year in overdraft fees. That's why it's the number one budgeting app in the App Store. Go to dave.com/lockedon. Make sure you do /lockedon because it really helps the show if you let them know you heard it from us. Then download Dave and never pay another overdraft fee again. It's immediate savings. Go now, dave.com/lockedon. Spelled just like it sounds. D-A-V-E, dave.com/lockedon. This is my favorite game of the week right here, Kyle. Virginia, my who's going to Notre Dame. 18 versus 10, Notre Dame, the home favorite by 12.5. And this game is coming off of a loss to Georgia, maybe a little more competitive than a lot of people thought.
Well, both of us.
Yeah, that's true. And I like Virginia. I just don't think I think Virginia is like a really good bad football team, if that makes sense. To me, last week when they were favored by like 28 to beat Old Dominion, that was a money game I made some money at because I just didn't see them as the type of team that's going to mop the floor with anyone. Now they're going to Notre Dame, which is a really big stage. You know, Virginia doesn't really like play at Clemson a lot. They don't go to environments like this a lot. I think Notre Dame is going to be out for blood. I think Notre Dame covers this spread and gives the Hoos their first loss of the year by more than 13 points.
I'm right there with you. I actually had mine entered in the spreadsheet before you, just for the record.
I saw that. That made me nervous. That made me think that I was overthinking it. I know when you do that.
It's all these little mind games that people don't see from a production value of the show, you know?
Right.
All right, next we have one of the few, the proud, the ranked matchups this week. Number 21, yeah. USC. Who, they lost last week, didn't they?
They're
on their third string.
Well, they won on Friday night. Michael Pittman had like 1,000 yards.
But they had their third string quarterback in.
Yeah.
Is that like official? Like, is that phenom out? No.
I do not know, sir. Slovic?
Yeah, Slovic out. We need to know that before I place this bet.
Expecting me to find that out right now?
I mean, I was bailing you out earlier in the show.
I'm trying. You don't understand. My computer's slow. I'm going through a lot here.
Slovis had not been medically cleared to practice as of yesterday. Remains in concussion protocol. Yeah. All right. If you're going to bet real money with mybookie.ag this week, don't touch this game until we figure out and have a definitive answer. But I'll go ahead and make the bet now that if Slovis is out, Washington at home, who's already dropped a tough game to Cal. That was a game Eason was thinking fast, but not playing fast, but not thinking fast. Looked a little panicked. He had a number of drops from receivers in that game that really bailed him out or didn't help him out, could have bailed him out. I think Washington wins this game at home by more than 10.5 if Slovis does not play in the game.
Yeah, I think it's a smart bet. I don't think there's any reason for us to be different here. And I like Washington at home in this game, for sure. better coaching. Indiana at number 25, Michigan State. I mean, Indiana's only played one team this year. They got killed by Ohio State 51-10, and they played a close one with Ball State in their opener. Of course, took care of business against Eastern Illinois and Connecticut. Michigan coming off of a pretty decisive win over Northwestern 31-10. But, of course, the loss to Arizona State. And they beat Western Michigan 51-17. I think I like Michigan State to cover here. I do. You know, I obviously the Arizona State game stands out, but Western Michigan showed some life against Syracuse last year, and they decisively beat Western Michigan in week two, and the decisive win over Northwestern. I like Michigan State in this game at home.
I'm going to take a calculated risk here, Jill.
Go Hoosiers, Indiana. Huh? Yeah, okay. All right.
To keep it within two touchdowns, here's why. The next three games that Michigan State plays, in Columbus against Ohio State, in Madison against number 8 Wisconsin, and hosting number 12 Penn State. The very next three games they play is that gauntlet. The inevitable human factor of Indiana. You know, they're motivated because they're going to be teetering on bowl eligibility. They already got spanked a couple times. They need to play a good game. I think Michigan State wins outright. But I think Michigan State probably sleepwalks through some of this game because of the looming schedule that they have ahead of them.
All right, there it is. Our second different one this week. Go Sparty.
All right, Towson with a Flacco under center, by the way. Yeah. Tom. Versus number 9 Florida in Gainesville with no line. That makes it very easy. The Gators will win the football game.
All right, if you have any idea how slow my computer is right now, I literally can't type, but I'm obviously going.
The hell, man? You got the same computer I do, but you got yours more recently than I did.
I'm telling you, man. I just got a lot of things open right now.
What are you doing with
I should have closed some stuff out before we started the podcast. I don't tell you. All right, I guess people will never understand the scary moment we just had thinking we lost the entire recording. But we're back. We're here. Mississippi State at number 7, Auburn. Auburn's favored by 10.5, and Mississippi State coming off that win over Kentucky last week after they lost to Kansas State. They got this new freshman quarterback in there that looks pretty interesting. But, I mean, this is an Auburn team that's at home that just came off of a big win over Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is better than mississippi state they beat texas a&m on the they beat Texas A&M on the road by 8. They're going to beat Mississippi State at home by more than 10.5. Give me the Bulldogs. No, give me the Auburn. Give me Auburn.
Got me
give
me excited.
Auburn.
I was like, all right, he's taking the Bulldogs. Let's submit the bet with Auburn.
I misspoke. Yeah.
All right. Auburn. Joe, this might be the toughest bet of the week.
It's extremely hard. Yeah.
UConn versus number 22 UCF. And the Knights are favored by 43.5 points.
Yeah.
Mind you, this is technically a rivalry game.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. They have like a name for it and everything.
You're kidding.
No. And UCF has dominated it. Let me see. What do they call this?
I never knew about the story.
Civil conflict. Rivalry.
Yeah, okay.
And they capitalize the CO and the FL in conflict. It's like Connecticut and Florida.
Is there some Connecticut-Florida drama that I'm unaware of?
Well, the first four times they played, they split.
Okay.
So UCF won in 2013, the Blake Bortles year, 62-17. UConn won the next two games, and then UCF won, and then they like tried to make it a thing. I think UConn's the one that wants to make it a thing, and Central Florida's like, nah, chill. Like,
we'd rather play SEC teams, okay?
Yeah. UCF embarrassed last week by Pitt. Started slow, choked it away. They led by double digits at one point in the second half, did they not? I think they led by 11 at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me UCF to cover a monster spread.
With you. I'm with you. Remember, those UConn boys going down to Central Florida, it's going to be hot. They're not as good of a team. They haven't really been that good this year. Give me the Knights. We got number 24, Kansas State at Oklahoma State. This is a tough game for me. Oklahoma State's favored by 4.5. They lost by 6 to Texas in their last game. Kansas State
feasibly could have won that game, by the way.
Right, right. So, but they're favored at home, right? So they're supposed to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas State's always a tough team for me to feel out in terms of who they are, what type of team they are. But, I mean, obviously going to Mississippi State last week and winning by 7 points is significant. Oklahoma State has some firepower on offense. Will Kansas – if this game gets weird, right, we get a lot of points. Is Kansas State going to be able to match point for point with Oklahoma State in Oklahoma? Give me the Pokes. Go Pokes. I think they cover at home.
This is tough.
And you're thinking about crawling out of that hole. I know you are.
Yeah.
+8.
I don't know Kansas State intimately enough to confidently bet there. I can see why you would bet Kansas State based off the win against Mississippi State, based off their offensive line. They have several NFL prospects up front. Skylar Thompson, their quarterback. Oklahoma State has a freshman quarterback of their own who made some silly mistakes versus Texas. Kansas State plays tough, disciplined. So, like, there's enough boxes here where you could make the argument for Kansas State, but I don't know this team well enough to do that for myself. And because of that, I will take the home team in a relatively small spread for Big 12 standards, at least a 4.5-point spread. And I'll take Oklahoma State.
I mean, just look at the yards Oklahoma State's putting up this year. I mean, they're still clicking on offense. And for me, it just comes down to the points, right? Kansas State's not going to be able to score in bunches like I think Oklahoma State will.
Here for the big Tylan Wallace game.
Yeah, well, man, exactly. And Chuba Hubbard, man. They got some dudes.
All right, Joe.
Yep.
Ohio State, number 5, visiting Nebraska. Nebraska gave this team a tough time last year, if I remember correctly. They played in the second half of the season after Nebraska started off slow. Nebraska themselves has some exciting playmakers, a quarterback in Adrian Martinez, J.D. Spielman. Defensively, they've got some nice football players, Mo Berry, Lamar Jackson. Do I think Ohio State will take care of business -17 against Nebraska? Who's Ohio State playing next week?
I'm pulling it up.
What, you got your drop down bar?
It's Michigan State next week.
Don't have to worry about Nebraska having an overlook. But
I know what I'm doing here.
I think I'm taking Ohio State to cover. They're firing on all cylinders right now. They have not scored less than 42 points in a single game this year.
Yeah, they've been really pouring it on teams. And I mean, this might be their biggest test of the year, and I think they're going to be anxious to prove that they're a dominant football team. Give me the Buckeyes. Last game.
Sir, they play Wisconsin in late October.
Well, I'm saying
biggest
so
test of the year.
So far.
You scared the shit out of me.
No, yeah, dude. I don't think that highly of Nebraska. Come on now.
I was like, what? All right. Paige DeMarcus is swooning.
Yeah, no, sorry, Paige. All right, so Washington State. This is the last one here at Utah, number 19, Utah. Both of these teams coming off of very disappointing losses, right? Obviously, the UCLA loss was the most disappointing loss you could ever have in the history of college football. And then, Utah got beat by USC on that Friday night game last week. I like Utah at home in a couple of teams that are going to be hungry to avenge for last week's losses, a much more physical team. And I mean this might be Joe Marino's free money bet of the week right here. I'm gonna put some real cash down on this. Yeah.
Really? I agree with you. I'm taking Utah as well. I think defensively they're stout enough up front that they can shut down the run game with their interior defensive line. which will allow Utah to effectively kind of compensate for the spacing issues that Mike Leach's defense or offense is going to force you to put into. I think they tackle well enough. I think they're explosive enough on offense themselves. Give me Utah -5.5. Is that your free money line?
It, you know, I was thinking about where I'm going to put my real cash down this week. I think this game is one of them. I think Oklahoma State. I think Notre Dame. I think Clemson. And I think Alabama. That's where I might actually put some real cash down this week. But we'll see what happens.
Okay. I'm gonna make my official free money bet Bama -38.
Really?
Yes.
What did you slip away from? Was it Texas A&M Arkansas, right?
No, it was
Michigan Rutgers.
Michigan -27.5 yeah, right. Over Rutgers.
That's right.
Yeah.
So your official free money bet where you're going to reimburse someone's up to $20 bet on MyBookie with a screenshot tweeted at you.
Correct. If you bet Bama, because I'm saying Bama is free money and Bama does not cover 38, and you bet it with MyBookie and tweet me after the game a screenshot of your bet slip that shows that you bet and lost, I will randomly reimburse one of you your money.
My free money bet is Utah. I got a baby girl on the way. I'm not giving away $20.
Are you changing any bets? We're only different in a couple spots.
I'm good. It was your. You had the opportunity to go first there, so. But I'm
I
not.
Did. Yeah, I did.
If you, I guess if you change something, I might reverse that. But
we're only different with UNC Clemson and Indiana, Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
So the only discrepancies on the list.
You have the chance to find another one that maybe you can steal.
No, I'm gonna leave the whole thing.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. That's the only Tigers I'm rooting for. Okay, that's gonna do it for us here. Unless you have any other parting thoughts.
No. What's the game tonight? Packers, Eagles. That's a weird game.
Yeah. Who you got?
Doug Peterson's like 4-0.
Packers at home.
Yeah, Doug Peterson's 4-0 on Thursday Night Football. They kind of have a lot of injuries. Packers are
They're 1-2, though.
I know.
They're 1-2.
Packers they are -4. You like the Eagles with their backs against the wall going on the road and winning this game? Against a good defense?
I would take Eagles +4. I don't know about outright.
I think Packers win this game at home.
Is it by more than 4 points?
I'm not putting any money on it. I'm staying away from the line. I learned my lesson last week with Thursday Night Football that I'm not touching it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the mistake because we both jumped on that bet right when we were signing off the podcast and we both flushed $20 down.
You know what I learned on my bookie? They also have like prop bets on like yards, catches, stuff like that. They had Cole Beasley last week against – who did the Bills play? Cincinnati, right, who was down to their third slot corner. They had Cole Beasley at over under 3.5 catches for the game.
Stealing.
Brother,
stealing
I,
money.
I smashed it. He had 8 catches. He had 3 in the first quarter. Like, this is a tailor-made Cole Beasley game. Like, he's going to get catches. So I made some money there. So if you're looking to go to my bookie, you can also bet on those types of things as well if you feel strongly about it.
Folks, come back. See us again tomorrow as we preview the weekend slate of NFL football. Thanks as always for listening to Draft Dudes Podcast. Go make some money at mybookie.ag.